In a national poll, which was conducted for the power industry, Americans were asked, what is electricity? And the question got some interesting answers. Some people responded that electricity came from electricity, as if there were no generators. And for many of us, electricity is something that simply arrives at the light switch. NPR's David Kestenbaum has this look behind the wall sockets.
There are some people in the electric power industry who feel that maybe they have hid the wiring a little too well. Bill Breyer, a spokesman for the Edison Electric Institute, which is a trade association in Washington, D.C., is one of them. People don't appreciate what it takes to feed the country's appliances, he says.
We're in an office building and we're looking at my computer. So why is it on? Well, it's plugged into the wall. Now, what's that mean? There are wires behind that plug that go to the basement of this building.
There, all the wires in the building converge on a box called a transformer, which distributes power through the building. You can find them in your neighborhood.
In a residential area, you see a box in a particular neighbor's yard, and he probably wonders why he's got the box, but it distributes the power for a number of homes in that area.
The transformer is connected to wires that run under streets, below manholes. The ones in Breyer's building go to a substation across the street, which is hidden behind fake building facades. You'd never notice except that there are no doors. Eventually, you can trace the cables to high-voltage power lines and back to a distant generator.
Here in Washington, D.C., it's very likely that much of the electricity generated here happens to come from a lump of coal somewhere.
Odd to think of a lump of coal lighting your computer screen, but that's how it works. Coal can be burned to boil water, to generate steam, to turn a turbine, to spin a magnet, which generates electricity. About half the electricity in the U.S. comes from coal, 20% from nuclear power plants, 15% from natural gas, and the rest from hydroelectric or other sources. Still, this does not tell you what electricity is. Bill Breyer goes off down the hall in search of an engineer. He finds Mike McGrath. When people see power cables by the highway, they imagine electrons streaming through them like water flowing through a pipe. But that's not quite right, he says.
The electric system in this country and everywhere else, as far as I know, is an alternating current-based system, which means that 60 times a second, the current flows in one direction and then reverses and flows back. So actually you don't have large quantities of electrons moving down wires. What you have are electrons kind of vibrating back and forth.
Was this always obvious to you?
No, actually it wasn't. That's why I'm a mechanical engineer, not an electrical engineer.
Electricity can't be easily stored. So the amount each power plant produces has to be continuously adjusted to meet demand. If everyone turns on their TVs at 8 o'clock, turbines have to work a little harder. Electricity can be bought and sold on the fly and shared through a web of transmission lines, but not from coast to coast. The wires west of the Rockies are isolated from the wires east of the Rockies, and Texas is pretty much on its own. Collectively, this is known as the grid.
And most people probably have no conception as to the massive, complicated system that's behind that, and what it takes to keep that going.
Today, even the smallest glitches draw complaints. The power companies used to be the guardians of time itself. Old electric clocks kept time by spinning to the regular wiggle of alternating current. Momentary outages went unnoticed. But today's digital VCRs, microwaves, and clock radios are much more vigilant monitors.
Even a very minor interruption scrambles the chip and it loses time. And then you get the blinking display, which I'm sure everybody has noticed.
Power companies believe, though not everyone agrees, that more transmission lines and power stations need to be built to keep up with demand. Not in my backyard, people say. That's the NIMBY stumbling block, or as one industry representative called it, the banana problem. Build absolutely nothing anywhere near anyone. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.